Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy.
Yes, everyone, thank you. Thank you, and thank you very much. This is, yes. Thank you very much. It is the end of the world as we know it, yes, indeed. So very close, well, not exactly close to it, but you know what I mean. It's hot, though. It's really, really hot. It's hot. It's very, very hot. I wanted to start the show with another tribute of Dusty Rhodes. And matter of fact, here's one right here from an old wrestling clip. I want to talk about this from back in the day.
You out here shooting your mouth all day in and day out about what you can do. The greatest sports attraction in the world today is going to wrestle on this TV tonight. If you got anything in that gut of yours besides butterflies, you'll go back, put on your tights, put on your clothes, put on your robe, and face me tonight right in that ring right there. Hope. Oh, and by the way, honey, baby doll told me that is. A lot of money for whatever the competition, the best you own, you just keep on dreaming.
Was that good or what? Flashback. Yes, indeed. Raisin Bran and Cranberries. I've been starving, man. I've been starving, just trying to keep my blood sugar up. You know what I mean? Of course, you know, if you're just tuning in, this is this marvelous radio show brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. You're here with the D-Man, Derek Barrett here. Just want to include, add more stories about just remembering the American Dream, Betsy Rose, yes, and put it, if you will, the son of a plumber. The son of a plumber, yes, indeed. He was known as, that wanted to add more about it. He, you know, he was three-time world champion, tag team, world tag team champion, also, well as also a six-time, a six-man tag team world heavyweight champion, along with the Road Warriors. Just want to let you all know. You know, it was really, really good. It was, you know, he had a really good run. He was part of WCW for many years, NWA, you know, back on TBS, which, by the way, that was the theme of the theme song of the show, which I played a little bit of. The unofficial title of it was called Dynamics, which was made by a synthesizer composer. I do not know at this time, but I just wanted to play the theme song of World Championship Wrestling. I think his name is I got it on iTunes. I play it all the time. If I could look under artists, I'd probably be able to find them. Richard Harvey. Yeah, that's his name. Richard Harvey. He is the one who created he's the composer of Dynamics, or as it's known as the theme of World Championship Wrestling back in the day. And one of my favorite theme songs, matter of fact, it's my doggone ringtone on my cell phone. So I'm very, very, so yes, I'm a hardcore fan of wrestling, particularly World Championship Wrestling. And, you know, I just love the show. I loved it. I've been watching when I was a little kid. And to get more into it, of course, you know, he left, Dusty Rhodes left WCW in 1988. He joined the WWE back then when it was known as the World Wrestling Federation back in 1989. It was there to 1991. He went there as the yellow polka-dotted common man, Dusty Rhodes, a gimmick which some felt was intended to humiliate him due to his synonymous with the rival of Jim Crockett Promotion / WCW. But although Dusty later admitted that the gimmick and outfit were his own ideas, the truth is during an episode of WWE Legends of Wrestling, it was said that it was Vince McMahon's idea that he claimed that I see Dusty in polka dots, quote-unquote, and he was managed by Sapphire, who was intended represent the common woman. And during its early time, Rhodes was embroiled with a heated feud with the Macho King Randy Savage, Macho Man Randy Savage, and his partner, manager, Sensational Sherry, who in turn found a rival in Sapphire. And Savage's ex-manager, Miss Elizabeth, allied herself with Rhodes and Sapphire and was instrumental in helping them win the WWF's first mixed tag team match during WrestleMania 6. Sapphire, however, left Rhodes during SummerSlam in 1990 for the Million Dollar Man's Money, Ted DiBiase, of course. Afterwards, Rhodes dropped the polka dots and feuded with DiBiase and Virgil, and resulted in the national debut of his son Dustin in the 1991 Royal Rumble. But both departed WWF shortly, marking the end of Dusty Rhodes' career as a full-time in-ring competitor. And then Ric Flair left for the WWF in 1991, taking the NWA World Heavyweight title belt with him. And Dusty's PWF Heavyweight Championship belt was used as a replacement for the Great American Bash, with titles between Lex Luger and Barry Windham, until a replacement could be made. He also had some stints in WCW. Well, excuse me. He turned in some parts of ECW, I should say. And he was also in, like I said, he was also in TNA Top Nonstop Action Wrestling, Impact Wrestling, from 2003 to 2005. And you know, I'm surprised TNA Wrestling. I didn't get to see TNA Wrestling last night because it's on Fridays and it's on Destination America, some program, some cable show that I cannot get. And I guess you have to get some extra tier channels if you have cable. You have to get extra tier channels to get that channel, or you could just get it along with, you know, just get it with DirecTV. So, you know, if I make enough money to get DirecTV, I probably might get it, but I'm not into satellite TV because satellites go out, especially during thunderstorms, which we had one last night, right after about 2-3 hours after we had this show was finished. So I wasn't so crazy about that. I'm not crazy about satellite TV, DirecTV. Because you have satellites, that means you got that's some things you have to control, you have to adjust. Yeah, but you don't have to adjust. You can just go ahead and get it done, you know. But it was some crazy stuff. It's probably 10 years ago that Dusty Rhodes participated in the first Wrestle Reunion, competing in an 8-man tag team match with D'Lo Brown, the Blue Meanie, Tom Pritchard against Steve Corino, Andrew Martin, Evil Clown, and the Masked Superstar. This was some TNA wrestling, Impact Wrestling. Wow. This was 10 years ago. And Rhodes faced Tully Blanchard in the Starrcade Tribute Show on November 2005, where he was managed by Magna T.A. I'm surprised Magna T.A. is still alive. He's still alive? Because I know he wasn't able to wrestle with anymore when he was in that car accident back in 1986. That was nearly 30 years ago. That's sad, man. Because Magna T.A. could have been a world champion with no problem. Because he had the look, you know, the mustache and everything. In December 3rd, 2005, Rhodes returned to Carolina Championship Wrestling for one night only to face Terry Funk in an I Quit match, which Rhodes won, obviously. He was also part of Turnbuckle Championship Wrestling, whatever that was. That was a small Georgia-based promotion featuring wrestlers trained by himself alongside veterans such as Steve Corino. And he returned to WWE from 2005, and he remained there until, you know, his death in 2015 this year. During an interview on WWE's The American Dream DVD, that Rhodes claims that his most popular promo of all time was his Hard Times interview during his feud with Ric Flair. The promo, which references out-of-work steelworkers, factory runners, and blue-collar individuals, apparently resonated with wrestling fans so much that people came to him in arenas in tears to thank him for honoring their plight. And a few weeks before Survivor Series 2006, Rhodes returned to WWE to be a part of Team WWE Legends, led by Ric Flair, consisting of Sergeant Slaughter, Ron Simmons, and Arn Anderson, acting as manager, competing against the Spirit Squad Survivor Series. Rhodes, with other legends, was eliminated early in the match before Flair managed to become the sole survivor. And he was inducted. Dusty Rhodes was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in March 31st, 2007, by his two sons, Dustin and Cody, which we all know as Goldust and Stardust. And during acceptance speech, Rhodes asked Ric Flair and Arn Anderson to hold up the sign and induct him and Harley Race into the Four Horsemen. Whoa! Boy, I wish I could have been part of that, too. I hope I'd be inducted into that, you know. March 2008, Rhodes was inducted his mentor, Eddie Graham, into the WWE Hall of Fame, which was really cool. In April 4th, 2009, Rhodes inducted the Funk Brothers, Terry Funk and Dory Funk, into the WWE Hall of Fame. And, wow, I mean, even when he was a Hall of Famer, he still did a lot of stuff. He had four children, Dustin, Cody, Teal Reynolds, Virgil, and Kristen Reynolds Ditto. So two girls and two boys. He had a granddaughter, Dakota, the daughter of Dustin and his ex-wife, Terry Reynolds, and two grandsons, Dalton and Dylan, children of Christian and her husband, Don Ditto. Dusty Rhodes died 2 days ago, June 11th of 2015, at the age of 69, apparently as a result of kidney failure. Rhodes is survived by his four children, including Cody Rhodes, Tony Reynolds, and Dustin Reynolds. So I just wanted to have a much more bigger tribute to Dusty Rhodes. I probably might do a afterthought video probably after the show is over and do something. I probably might redo the Hard Times video because the song Hard Times, this video Hard Times, which is the most famous promo of all that Dusty Rhodes did, and plus having it with Run DMC, Hard Times, Fred, and Just Like the Flu, watch out, homeboy, don't let it catch you. Yeah, I mean, it resonates. It really resonates. But I know I'm rambling. So let me get into the news. The New York prison escapes. The sheriff says that the New York prison employee is going to be arraigned. It says, this is from CNN, that Joyce Mitchell, the New York prison seamstress who authorities said may have aided a pair of convicted murderers before the brazen escape, will be arrested on unknown charges for yesterday, according to Clinton County Sheriff David Favreau, who told CNN. Ms. Mitchell, whose authorities said has voluntarily provided useful information in the six-day manhunt, has reached 7 days now. It could face felony charges. Could face felony charges stemming from being an accessory to the escape and or providing prison contraband. Since the breakout of felons Richard Matt and David Swift was discovered Saturday, a week ago, authorities have mentioned her as a possible getaway driver as well as a supplier of tools used in the escape, and a cell phone was used to make calls to people connected to Matt, according to a source. Mitchell has told investigators that Matt made her feel special, though she didn't say she was in love with him, so to speak. Her husband and prison co-worker, Lyle Mitchell, is also under investigation. Joyce Mitchell gave hacksaw blades, drill bits, and lighted eyeglasses to fugitive felons Richard Matt and David Swift before their escape, sources said. Mitchell provided some form of equipment or tools to the inmates while her husband possibly could have been involved or at least had knowledge of the escape. Clinton District Attorney Andrew Wiley told CNN that the information was developed through interviews. While Mitchell has not been arrested or charged, Joyce Mitchell's relatives have denied that she had did anything wrong. Now, her husband worked in the maintenance department at the tailoring block where his spouse was employed, Wiley said. Lyle Mitchell has worked at the prison since 2005, most recently as a $50,000 a year industrial training supervisor, the same title his wife held, according to state records. It does not look good. It does not look good. Because, first of all, I mean, I know people seem to Shawshank Redemption, but come on. The dude had a little pickaxe hammer, and he wore that wall. It took him, like, almost 20 years, 19 years just to go break the bust the wall, but these guys have power tools. I mean, they did in a day probably what Andrew Dufresne took, what, 19 years? I mean, come on, you know? It's just a sad situation. I hope they find them. I hope those guys get caught because it seems they look ornery. They really, really look ornery. And it doesn't look good for that woman who helped him out. I mean, I don't know whether or not she's going to stay married to her husband. I mean, she said that he said he was all friendly. Like, I don't know. I'm saying that she better hold on to her husband because, I mean, and she was married to and her husband worked at that jail? Come on, that's got to be, it's just wrong on so many angles. Just wrong on so many angles, you know? It was really bad. Really, really bad. Speaking of hot weather of REM, but I played before I played the theme from World Championship Wrestling, it's not the end of the world as we know it, common thought. it is really, really hot out there. Very, very hot. As a matter of fact, for all of our Macon, Georgia listeners, Central Georgia listeners, definitely find some shade, air conditioner, anything. In fact, stay indoors as much as you can. It's 87 degrees outside of Macon, Georgia, with a high of 95 degrees and a low of 71. Now, to round off the weekend, Sunday is going to be a doozy. It's attempting to break the century mark, you know. Sunday, it's going to be a high. It's going to be really sunny with a high of 99 and a low of 73. So it's almost near 100 degrees for tomorrow. And with in the heat index, I know it's going to be well over 100, probably 110, according to the weather service, according to the forecast numbers. So if I was you, if you don't have an air conditioner, I suggest you get one quickly, preferably after the end of this show. So keep yourself warm. It's 87 degrees. It's going to get even hotter today. So definitely keep yourself, you know, get yourself an air conditioner, you know, preferably at the end of the show. Don't just leave yet. Don't just leave yet. But just want to let you all know about it, because especially the meteorologist Jeff Cox from WGXA says that the next 7 days could see highs of at least 95 degrees and higher. The area south of Warner Robins could flirt with triple digits. Higher humidity would make it deem even hotter at times. If you want to keep yourself cool, definitely wear light-colored clothing and loose-fitting clothing to keep cool. Stay hydrated and drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks if you happen to be outdoors. If you're inside of a car on an 80-degree day, you can rise as much as 20 degrees higher in 20 minutes, and cracking the windows won't help. That means if you have one of those shields, put it in your windshield so you keep your car cooler. And drivers should never leave children alone in cars and should make sure doors are locked to prevent children from getting inside unattended cars on their own. And drivers should also remind themselves of children in the backseat by putting other items they'll need at their final destination, such as a briefcase and a cell phone, in the backseat with a child. Oh, my goodness. Look how time flies. Man, how time flies. Well, anyway, before I leave, I just want to give out a shout-out, birthday shout-outs, the belated birthday shout-outs. I ran out of time yesterday to give a shout-out to a good online friend of mine, Mr. Michael B. Moore. He's a businessman, and he started the website AfricanAmerica.org. Yesterday was his birthday. I'm sorry, I meant to give you a birthday shout out yesterday. I apologize for that, but nevertheless, I hope your birthday was really great, and I hope you have a really good weekend as well. So, happy birthday to you. Also, I want to give another birthday shout out to another friend of mine, childhood friend of mine, Miss Ty Carter. Happy belated birthday to you, and also another happy belated birthday to you. Happy belated birthday to my cousin Wayne Brooks. Hope you're having a great time in Augusta. Hope you're keeping yourself cool. Keep arm's length of a air conditioner as soon as always, particularly in this weather, because I know if it's hot in Macon, I know it's even hotter in Augusta. So keep arm's reach within an air conditioner, sir. Yes. And oh, by the way, speaking of which, do you know who's the new permanent co-host of The View? Well, guess what? It is Raven Simone. She's been the guest co-host of The View for over 32 times, and I guess more or less, I mean, who's more qualified than her? She's been on the clock, and she seems to be a crowd pleaser. She's able to get the people to fill the seats on The View. So congratulations to Raven Simone. Congratulations to you being the newest co-host of The View. Congratulations to you. Yes, it is 3:32 right now. I just want to say thank you for listening. And I meant to redo the Hard Times one, but I'll probably play it probably at the end of tomorrow's broadcast. I guess we'll be able to close Dusty Rhodes week, Dusty Rhodes weekend, for this broadcast, the 3-day weekend of the this Marvelous Radio Show. And I just want to say a shout out to the people of the D family, the Davis family, who had a wonderful lady who passed away a year ago, Ruby Dee, the beloved and Oscar-nominated and Emmy Award-winning actress who was once married to the legendary Ossie Davis. She passed away a year ago at the age of 90. She, even though it is a year later, she is definitely missed. She still continues to be missed. She left a legacy of great body of work. Definitely check out her work. Of all her performances in stage and on screen, like Christopher Lee that we mentioned before yesterday, and the late great legendary Dusty Rhodes, Ruby Dee, you will be missed as well. It's been a year later, and you still miss. And that's pretty much all I have right now for today's program of this Marvelous Radio Show. Oh, one more thing. I just want to give retractions. I want to correct the way I said the jockey's name of who rode American Pharoah to win the Triple Crown. Congratulations to Victor Espinosa. Victor Espinosa, congratulations to you, sir, for guiding American Pharoah through those arduous races like Belmont Stakes, Kentucky Derby, and Preakness. You deserve it. You've done well. You're an incredible athlete, and American Pharoah is an incredible horse. So congratulations to you. And also, I'm glad I got your name correct. And also, it's Nora O'Donnell, not Nora Williams, the one of the three journalists, news anchors that's on the CBS This Morning news program. I've been getting her last name wrong all the time. For the past month or so, is Nora O'Donnell. Thank you for your thank you for not getting mad. As if you listen to this show, you know. I mean, I'm just a little old radio guy somewhere on the internet, you know. Now, I think that is everything that I have for tomorrow's radio show. Continue to listen to me every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. As regularly scheduled, and every Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Be sure to always give us a ring. If you want to advertise, be sure to call me at 478-731-1926 or call Marvella Ivory at 478-228-3715. Be sure to give us a call, or you can email us at itsmarvelousradioshow@gmail.com. On behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of this show, this is the D-Man, Derek Barrett, a.k.a. the D-Man, wishing you a wonderful and marvelous Saturday. Be sure to stay tuned with us 23 and a half hours from now. Have a marvelous Saturday, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.